some unfinished business from the 2010 legislative session being addressed right now by a couple of groups hoping to get some resolution to take back to the legislature very early in the upcoming state legislative session that starts in February. House Bill 3202 last year dealt primarily with teeth floaters, and it was approved by the legislature, signed into law with some reluctance by Governor Brad Henry, and it put into place a way that non-veterinarian teeth floaters could operate legally here in the state of Oklahoma. Our understanding from Kathy Kirkpatrick, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Veterinary Medical Board, three people have now been certified as being teeth floaters in the state that are not veterinarians. Now, moving on to the part of the measure that was a kind of nebulous was this area of other acts of animal husbandry. It was the contention of animal agriculture groups in the state, including Oklahoma Farm Bureau, that that language needed to stay as is. The Vet Medical Board wanted some more definition of that at the time, and they went ahead and moved forward after the bill became law and set out what they called emergency rules. They got them okayed by the governor, then Governor Brad Henry, and those emergency rules took effect at the beginning of fall. Well, a lot of heartburn came from those emergency rules. Oklahoma Farm Bureau Legal Foundation filed suit against the Vet Medical Board saying they were out of line. Both sides butting heads for a while, but then they decided they needed to sit down and talk. We pick up the story at that point from Kathy Kirkpatrick, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Vet Medical Board.
What we decided was let's all sit down with the Farm Bureau and all the ag groups and see if we can come together and get some good conclusions on this. And so we've been meeting, and we've met, goodness, maybe four times now. And so during the process, I asked the board last Friday night at the meeting, could we withdraw those emergency rules? You have to file an additional emergency rules that supersede those if the governor approves. And we would withdraw those with the understanding that we're, you know, trying to work through this process. And so we're still doing that, and we filed those rules on Tuesday. And my understanding that the Farm Bureau Legal Foundation withdrew the lawsuit. I got a dismissal yesterday. So we're still meeting, though, to kind of see if we can come up to, you know, some agreeable compromises on both sides.
So at this point, both sides have kind of stepped back at least one step each, and you're now trying to discuss this. Is the point of contention the embryo transfer as much as anything?
It is an ultrasounding. It has to do, the embryo transfer is the point of contention pretty much. It's reproductive services provided by lay people because of the drugs that are involved, and it's a very invasive procedure, and so we're kind of concerned about that. You know, there has to be oversight by veterinarians.
Tyler Norvell with Oklahoma Farm Bureau tells us that indeed this issue of embryo transfer, reproductive services in general, is the area where they're spending a lot of their time in discussions and trying to come up with some language that they can take back to the state legislature in early February.
The reason for that is there are some drugs used in embryo transfer that require prescription drugs, but we are not doing anything to change drug law in this state, as 3202 did nothing to change drug law, because that's all federal mandates, and those are some of the concerns. But these laymen would not be able to handle the drugs, as always been the law.
Both Tyler Norvell and Kathy Kirkpatrick agree that some sort of compromise is in the works right now, that things are progressing along, and Norvell tells us probably some sort of certification may be one of the things that comes out of this deal.
One thing we may have to do is develop a registration program, just like we did with the teeth floaters, so we know where they are and what they're doing, and put some requirements, because at the same time, there are some consumer protection things out there. You want to make sure a person providing these services has the proper education and tools needed and are a legitimate business. And those are some of the things we're looking at, because at the end of the day, I believe the Vet Board, as well as the Farm Bureau and other ag groups, want to do what's best for the livestock industry in Oklahoma and its longevity in this state.
As for what's acceptable for the Oklahoma Veterinary Medical Board,
that the oversight still stays with the veterinary boards, and that, you know, the veterinarians will still need to be involved because of the drugs that are required for embryo transfer, and possibly have a certification for individuals to become certified to do embryo transfers and reproductive services. That would be our hope.
Both sides say they would like to get some sort of agreeable language to both sides, a compromise, if you please. Get that language together, get it to the lawmakers before February and the start of the state legislative session. Say they would like to avoid some of the drama we saw in House Bill 3202 last year. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.